Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, so Mark calls us last week, and he's all stressed out because he found some stuff on a computer that he thinks is sort of maybe even planted there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, the scans that I do will pick up any data that is added to the computer since the last time I've worked on it. When I did the scan, it showed the file path going back to the desktop. So it was on the desktop for me to see it as soon as the computer came up. But they were pictures of her and one of my good friends who was married, and they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing in the pictures.
All right, so they're all in the same social circle together. And after we take that call, the bulk of the Burt Show community said, stay out of it, dude. Either she's sort of like guiding you into this conversation and she wants the word out, but it's not going to end well for you and your friend. So don't say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark listens to the advice and then decides to do just the opposite. He calls us on Friday. He's like, I just can't hold this secret.
As you know, I had this stuff on the computer. I am wiping the computer clean, which I have already done. I'm giving the computer back to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to say something to my guy friend, my boy. I'm going to say something to him. And we're all supposed to, over the weekend, we're all supposed to hang out together, you know, his wife and all of us. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just feel like I need to let him know what's going on.
All right, the toughest part of that whole thing, of course, you've had the conversation with the guy, but then everybody in the social circle, including mistress and dude messing around on his wife, are all going to be hanging out this weekend.
And mm-hmm. wife.
And wife's going to be mm-hmm. there, too. So what did he do about it? You want to make predictions on this, Jeff?
Well, he said, I think he chickened out. He said he was going to bring it up. I think he bailed. I think he got, once he got in the physical presence of people, he's like, you know what? Silence is golden.
I think he talked to his buddy, and then he bailed on the whole group thing.
That's what I was going with, too. I think he did talk to his buddy, but he bailed on the buddy before he got a full reaction. It's almost like, I'm dumping it on you. Here's the information. I'm out of it. Bye.
Stick and move.
Right.
He wrote him a note.
Yes.
Confronted the buddy in the group setting.
In the group setting?
Yes.
Nah. Good morning, Mark. You're on Q100.
Prediction.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
Who was the closest to the truth?
Well, I confronted him, not with the group.
Bummer.
I talked to him on Friday.
Oh, damn it.
I hung out with the group for a while, but I ended up bailing on the group.
All right. So did you call him on the phone on Friday, or did you say, look, we got to meet for lunch or something?
No, it was a face-to-face.
It was. Okay. And how'd that whole conversation start?
No kidding.
Oh, he denied it. I mean, I told him, I had to fix the girl's computer, you know, but I said her name, and, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm good with the computer, and this is what came up on it. And he's like, no way. He's like, nope. He's like, he just completely denied it. He's like, it's not possible.
So he said it wasn't him? He pulled like
yeah.
a Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Who are you going to believe? Me or the tape?
That's a guy reaction, though.
Mm-hmm.
Deny, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that these people aren't clothed at all in these pictures. Did you see his face? Like, it was 100%. You're 100%.
Yeah, 100%. You can see his face.
Okay.
Okay.
So when he said, no, that's not me, what did you say?
I'm like, you know, I'm like, you don't, there's no reason to lie to me. I'm like, first of all, I'm not going to say anything to your wife. That's totally on you. I'm just saying that she has this and you need to look out for it. So he sent her a text and she texted him back while I was there and said that I didn't know what I was talking about. You know, so at that point, I'm like, you know what? I've told you, I'm done.
Oh, she threw you under the bus, too.
Yeah.
So he was standing there saying, dude, I'm going to prove to you that you're wrong. And that's when he texted her in front of you so that he showed you her response.
Well, see, that's just it. I don't know what he sent her as a text. He's like, he just said, I'm going to hit her up right now, and he hit her up, and then she sent it back, and he showed me what she sent back. Mm-hmm. So I like I said, I'm just done with it. I don't know if they want to keep seeing each other. I don't care if they want to see each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I put it in his hands. It blew up in my face. And, you know, I tried to get through. We all met up at Atlantic Station. I tried to get through that. Couldn't do it. You know, I'm done.
Do you, now looking back on it, do you wish you would have done something differently?
Yeah, probably not said anything to him about it. And just,
really?
I don't know about that. See, you were, see, you were true to yourself.
Right.
I mean, and you're living your life authentically, man. So I don't know how that can be a bad thing. You might have lost some friends over the whole thing. But you live to your own truth, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And that's, you know, that's the only way I can look at it. You know, and like I said, for him to catch an attitude and her to deny it, you know, I have no idea what they're up to.
Well,
you know, it's of no consequence to me.
Yeah, I think you did your part. I mean, because they're, I mean, I didn't expect them to react in a, oh, you're so right, we need to be more careful kind of way. You know, because they're automatically going to deny it.
I'm surprised, dude, like from dude to dude, though, if you guys were close enough, mm-hmm. I'm surprised he didn't go, okay, man, it's been going on for a long time. Let me tell you what's happening in my real life with my wife and how this all happened. I'm a little surprised that he just
He may
denied
end up
it.
Doing that.
Yeah.
I think initially knee-jerk it was to deny it, though.
Well, I don't know. We'll see, but you know, if he steps to me some, you know, like later on in the week or something and says something back, then fine, you know, I'll listen. But, you know, it was just so uncomfortable hanging out that I just really had to go.
Do you think that his wife is going to notice that you don't hang around anymore?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when I left the other day from Atlantic Station, she asked me if I was okay. I'm like, yeah, things are all right. You know, something just came up and I just got to go. She's like, well, you know, I mean, it's not easy for me to, you know, cover up or hide my emotions. You know, so people around me that know me know when something's bothering me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I just wonder if it would go off as a flag in her head that all of a sudden, like, you don't want to be around her husband anymore.
Or she'll start pressuring the husband, maybe, to talk to you. Like, something's going on with our boy Mark here. You need to go talk to him.
Right. See what's wrong with him.
See what's wrong with
him.
Is
she totally 100% clueless?
Absolutely.
No clue. Mm-hmm. Hey, Erica, good morning. You're part of The Burt Show.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I'm curious why the picture was never printed out.
Yeah, how come you didn't have it, like, in your back pocket as total proof?
I didn't want to have no proof, no nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't want any remnants laying around, nothing.
Yeah, see, I think we covered that a little bit on Friday. Like, I would need to see the proof.
Mm-hmm.
That just drags him into it even more, though.
But yeah, we're showing the proof to the guy who's in the picture.
It's just, like, embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should.
I see what you're saying. If it was to his wife,
yeah, then
yeah,
you need the
gotcha.
Proof. But you're showing the picture
right
to the person who's in it, who knows he was in it.
Right.
Seems like you wouldn't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're part of The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you got Mark here. Find some pictures on a woman's computer in his social circle with one of his best friends who's married. And he confronts the best friend over the weekend. And best friend says, oh, what you talking about? I don't know. What'd you say? You say something? I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh?
That didn't happen. So what does he do now?
Well, I'm wondering if there's any chance that the girl photoshopped the other guy's head into the pictures, and he's denying it because he has nothing to do with it and doesn't know, and she's denying it because she's so embarrassed that someone saw that. I'm in a class where kids can do so much stuff in Photoshop, it looks it looks real. I would never be able to detect that it's fake.
Well, maybe she had her kid do it.
Oh, gross.
It sure sounds like it's possible, but it sounds far-fetched.
Photoshop is possible. If that girl is really psycho,
yeah.
If she's really, really psycho, then
maybe.
she could have done that. But to me, his defensiveness confirms it.
And she's not right? so good
Instead
on a computer
confused.
That she can't even clean out her own computer.
Right.
So she's going to be so advanced that she can put she can Photoshop.
Right. Well, yeah. And his reaction, like,
yeah.
He would have been confused, like, what?
Yeah, what are you talking
like,
about?
Where did you get the picture?
Right.
Hey, explain this to me
How
again.
How in the
like,
world did she do that?
And he would
right.
want to have investigated right. it further had it not been true. But the fact that he was like, nope, not happening, you're crazy, total in denial, that confirms that he really was in the picture.
See, you can't do that. Guys can't do that to other guys because that's what we do. That's what we do to women to make y'all think you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Is when we're totally busted, we start chipping away on your psyche to make you think you're crazy. You can't do it back to a guy because we know the playbook.
Right.
So, Mark, you knew from his reaction initially, like, he was busted and defense mode.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you did your part.
You did your part, dude. You lived authentically. How can you be bummed after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my whole reason for saying something to him was so that I would have a clear conscience. And the main thing was, you know, to see how, knowing what I know, how I will be with the group. But, I was just bothered too much by the whole thing.
Well, now, the rest of the group won't know it, but there will be a ripple effect in the entire group because you won't be hanging out as much. Or when you do, you're going to be hanging out at one corner and not the other. I mean, someone's going to say something eventually if y'all are that tight.
Yeah, I mean, if I continue to hang out, they're going to know something is up.
All right, let me put you on with Taylor here. I at least want you walking away feeling fairly decent about this whole thing. I know it's not very Burt Show, but hey, Taylor, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Good morning. I just want to let Mark know that he did the right thing because so many times we try to downgrade our own morals for others.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times he needs to know that he did the right thing, especially if it's going to bother him so much.
Yeah, totally.
I agree.
Agreed.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, they're all coming in. All right, they got your back. Good morning, Evelyn. You're on Q100.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that he was right on telling his friend. He should have. That's what friends do.
Even though he lost the friend and maybe lost the whole group, he did the right thing.
Well, I don't know if he was a true friend anyway.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, if you're a true friend, you'd probably come clean and just go, okay, here's what I've been hiding here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for sharing, man. Sorry it didn't work out so great, dude.
All right, well, you know, I mean, I'll just keep on going and doing me, you know?
That's right.
Go do you, okay? All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, dude. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Last week, I had to have a little bit of an uncomfortable situation, and I'm wondering if others have just avoided it altogether.
Okay.
So I would have preferred to avoid this situation completely, just because it's awkward, just uncomfortable. But I had to go to an ex-boyfriend's house to get some stuff that I had there. And it wasn't a bad breakup or anything like that. It's just awkward, right? Yeah. It's just weird. It's like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, all of that. But it was because he had some of my golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad actually had given me those golf clubs for a gift. And when my dad came in town for the Masters, he was asking about golf. I'm all inspired to play golf again. I've got some lessons coming up. And my dad had given me this one specific putter that I had left with the ex-boyfriend. Hadn't used it. Hadn't really thought about it until all the golf stuff came up. I've got lessons coming up. So I'm like, okay. I got to go get that back, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay. Then you go through the whole thing, like, do you make the call or is it an email or is it a text message or like what's the most appropriate way or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So I chickened out on the phone call and I just emailed.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Or text.
You know?
I would have emailed.
You would have emailed? Yeah.
Did you?
But I don't use the phone.
That's right. Melissa only communicates with her thumbs.
I cannot communicate with my voice.
There should be. I've got a couple of thoughts on this. It could be law. You could write like a love law that if I have to come over after the breakup and pick my stuff up, that as the person that owns the apartment or the house, the law is that you just go because I don't want to be there. I want to see you as much as you want to see me.
Right.
So if I leave the house open and you come in, you must just get your stuff and take off.
Yeah, because it's like one of those things. Like, I know he's moved on. I've moved on. It's fine. It wasn't like anything dramatic. It's fine. You know,
well,
it's friendly.
Well, if the subject line of your email was get my putter, he totally thought he was going to hook up with you.
No, that wasn't it. But it was fine. So, you know, but it is that it's that awkward 5 minutes of conversation. Like, how have you been?
I'm
like,
just wish you could like have somebody go and pick it up for you, or there was a box.
But that's so immature. Like, I can't. My friend's gonna come over and get my stuff.
But if it was a business, that's a business opportunity.
Needs to be a drop-off box or something, or somebody that can go pick up your stuff for you.
Yes, you hire somebody to go pick up your stuff.
The breakup box, or some place where you just drop it off. It's right next to your red box.
That's right.
The breakup box.
That's right.
You put a label.
See, what happens is you go to the breakup box, and then you're all depressed about, oh my God, that was so awkward. Then you go to the red box and rent a nice romantic movie, and then you're all good again.
I want to know what's the most expensive item that you ever left at somebody else's house, just because you're over the relationship, and rather than see them again and go through all that anxiety, we want to know, what is the most expensive, like most prized possession you just said?
You just left?
Just left it. Keep it. I don't want to deal with it. 404-741-Q100.
Yeah, because had it been a pair of shoes or, you know, something, who cares?
Clothes.
I would have just never, ever brought it up again. But golf clubs are expensive. It was a gift from my dad. I wanted to use them again. So I had to, like, go through with it. But I did think, I thought, I wonder if somebody left, like, a car or, like, a... You know, major piece of jewelry.
Like a condo. Like a house.
Like, I don't even want the house. Just take it. I don't want the deed. Nothing.
Yes.
Avoiding the awkward conversation because it was so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And is there a time limit? Because there was one time where I years ago, when I realized I didn't have something when I moved, and I realized I must have left it in X's, and I just, and it was a painting that my mother had done.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I mean, this is like 15 years ago. No, I didn't, because it had been a couple years, and then I thought, well, that's where it has to be. But there's no way that, like, years later, I'm, can I have my painting back?
Right,
yeah,
you can't.
Because she probably knocked it over.
Years later, she probably had gotten rid of it. Mm-hmm. Had it been 6 months later, would you have gone?
Probably. But yeah, years later, it was probably in a yard sale somewhere.
Lost cause.
Yeah.
I told you guys, when Chandra and I broke up, you know, we were pretty much living together, and I didn't think she was all that bright, so... each day I would take another item out of her apartment and bring it back to my house. So it would be like shorts and socks one day.
Yeah.
And then it would be like a Little League trophy.
That's like when you're about to quit your job. People who know they're going to quit their job, their desks have nothing on it.
You start weaning, right? You start weaning.
You open their drawers, there's nothing in there.
And Wait a second.
The big catch was, I mean, it was like one of the original like Nintendo games, you know? And at the very end, I felt, okay, I got everything, and she hasn't said a word about it. I got all my trophies. I got my electronic football game that goes brrr, vibrates and everything. She didn't get any of that, so I'm just going to keep the Nintendo there. And I did. I left, and so happy that I had my life and not my Nintendo. Because had I gone back one more time, I'm pretty sure she would have killed me.
Or you'd be back in a relationship with her.
Right.
She's a total keeper, though, for letting you keep that vibrating football game over at her house. What made you think, I got to take this over to my girlfriend's place?
Well, I understand why she kept it.
Thanks.
Hey, Elizabeth, good morning. You're on Q100.
What do you mean?
Good morning.
Hey.
I went through a breakup and left a piano. It was so big.
Oh, damn.
Wow, man.
Oh, really?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Are you a pianist?
It was big and hard to get in the house, and I was done with it, and I just left it.
You're like, I don't want to get in that conversation.
How much are we talking about that thing's worth?
Well, I bought it used, and I bought it for like $200. So
it's not that.
It wasn't too bad.
If it's like one of those classical, you know,
the baby grands.
Baby grands can cost you thousands of dollars.
I know.
It was a little Casio. It was fun.
It was like the mall one.
Yeah, it's the one that was
the mall piano.
It
was
MIDI.
It was programmed to do dog noises every time you hit the keys, so it was okay.
Right now, that guy's like.
Whenever I play my MIDI, I think of you. Lisa, the most expensive item that you left over at an ex's just so you didn't have to go back and deal with it.
I left everything, like my sofa, pictures on the wall, dishes, silverware.
Ooh, shouldn't he have gone?
Everything.
What? Everything? And you never went back for any of it?
No, I took the dog, I took my clothes, and got in my car and left and haven't been back since.
Wow.
But why? That's your stuff.
Well, I moved to New Jersey to be with him, and it didn't work out, and I was just over it. Like, he was a jerk, and I was like, I don't want to be with you, so.
I can understand it. You just get exhausted. You're fatigued, and you don't even care.
Never mind. I just can't deal.
right there. Somebody called up with a big screen TV. They left that, but we're not going to get any better than this one right here. Good morning, Rick. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
I left a Ranger bass boat.
A boat?
A boat? A boat?
Really?
How bad was this relationship that you're like, you can have the boat?
Bad. It was real bad.
How much is the boat worth?
About
$2,500.
You know, you can just tow that thing. Just put your car, back it on in, and take it on out.
It would have taken too long for put the hitch on.
And she has to stand outside there while they're hitching and all that.
He just wanted to get away.
Too much time to talk during the
hitch. How's it been going? Good. How's your pets? How's your family?
Oh, but a business for a your exit. Because you know the people that have it, and it was a bad. If it was a bad breakup, don't want that stuff in their house.
Yes.
So what are they going to do with it? So they should just have a company that come and just grab the stuff and just have it on hold for like 90 days in case somebody wants to come and get it.
Or like, it's its own store, like the eBay stores.
Yeah. So
they're attached to every eBay store is the breakup box
the
store.
The breakup box.
Yeah, you just go and drop yourself
it's
up.
Like the little annex.
Yes.
The Bird Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, I have a question to ask here. This might be a stretch, but I'll use a voice disguiser if you want to call in. I've had a couple of instances over the last couple of weeks where I've wanted to take the kids to go do something, and they start whining that they'd rather hang out with the babysitter instead.
Oh. Ouch.
Hurt my feelings, man. I mean, they're with them more during the day and stuff, and, you know, it's all fun and games with the babysitter. And yeah, it hurts my feelings. It hurts my feelings.
I can
kick in the gut,
that.
Man.
Yeah.
No, I want to hang out with Aaron. Hollis, the little one, the 3-year-old, starts crying. No, Tiffany's here. Come on, man. I'm your dad, dude. But I think guys can get over that faster than women. But here's what I wanted to know. Like, I'm curious if there are any moms listening that have ever fired a babysitter or a nanny because the kids were getting more attached to them than they were to you. Or if you're a babysitter, you could call us also and go, yeah, the mom said to me, my kids are too in love with you. They're too attached, and I'm taking second fiddle.
I could see that.
So I'm going to let you go. 404-741-Q100.
Does your nanny have to worry about her job right now?
No. We've got the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. If I she's listening, nanny, I'd be a little scared right now.
No. For me, it's a tremendous relief. Like, when we leave the kids with a qualified babysitter or a nanny or whatever, and they're happy, and I know they're in good hands, it's a relief. But it is a kick in the gut when the kids choose to, like, stay home and they want to hang out with them. It hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts. But I think as a mother, I think you would be more sensitive to that kind of thing than you would a dad.
I'll be shocked if we don't get all the phone lines lit up.
Yeah.
No, but then what do you do as the babysitter if the kids really like you? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Like, knock on them? Like, say, hey, don't hang out with me. I'm not that cool.
I don't know how you make that adjustment. Like, what, as a parent, what do you say to the nanny? Like,
I know.
Back off being so loving to my children.
Right. No.
You can't do that.
Right.
I was going to say that.
And it's all those things that the nanny gets to experience with the kid that the parents don't. Mm-hmm. There's got to be an inherent jealousy there. Like, cause it wasn't it like first steps, first words, that kind of thing that the nanny or the babysitter gets to hear?
Yeah, I remember it was, we did have a babysitter, remember? That I think it was Hollis said it was like his first word. And she was all excited when I walked in the door and she told me. I'm like, tell me that.
No.
Filter it.
Tell me that, yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say that there's going to be the calls that we get are what's going to be interesting is to hear the made up reasons why the parents said
you got to go.
Yeah, because if you're that good of a sitter,
they're not going to tell you the truth
where, you know, your kids want to hang out all the time and you're experiencing all these things. Something is going to have to be made up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I think you're stealing. What?
I would like to talk to one of the parents that actually did this, but this is one of the babysitters that's convinced that she got fired because the kids were just getting too close. 404-741-Q100. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I actually got fired because the kids were very, very close to me. Like, they did not want to go to their parents. The mom would sit there and just bawl and cry and look at me. And then one day she was just like, I'm going to quit my job and stay at home, and I'm just going to have to let you go because the kids are just too close to you right now.
So she was honest.
So she was honest.
She was totally honest with you. Now, did you find out later that she did quit her job and she did stay home with the kids more?
She actually did. She did quit a job and stayed home with the kids more, actually.
Okay.
She did because she just was like, I can't take this. They're just too close to you. She was like, you're a good babysitter and everything. But, I mean, I used to travel with the family and everything. And, I mean, I was with the kids when they were, like, I think, like 4 months old until they were, like, 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then they was just really, really close. Like, they didn't even want to have anything to do with their mom or their dad. That she was just like, I'm going to have to let you go.
Now, when she broke down and cried, did she do that in front of the kids?
She actually did. She did it in front of the little boy.
Oh, no.
And, yes, she did. She was holding him, and I was there. And he was like, no, I want to go to Michelle. I want to go to her. And she just looked at me, and she just started bawling, and she just ran out of the room.
And then
the husband came in and started talking to me, and I was like, I'm sorry. You know, I was apologizing and everything, but he did not want to have anything to do with them. He wanted me to stay in the room with him until, you know, he fell asleep and everything. And so she was not having that. They were not having that. The dad was cool with it. The mom was like, no.
See, I could see some parents... I could see some parents saying that, look, we're going to stay home more with the kids and I'm going to leave, and then just hiring somebody else, but not actually,
like, you know, leaving the job.
And the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good morning, Pam. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I was nanny for 10 years, and I was let go because the mom decided that she couldn't handle it any longer, that the girls loved me and not her, and the dad didn't agree with it. You could tell because the dad sat down and talked to me, but it was terrible. Terrible.
It's almost like they're having another parent ripped away from them.
Yeah.
It was, and their teachers and the psychologists and the doctors said, this is like a divorce. They're going to need counseling, and the parents just kind of shut everybody out and took over.
Now, did the mom specifically say to you, like, we just can't do this anymore because our kids are just way closer to you than they are me?
The mom actually never had the nerve to say it. The dad said it for her.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Was the mom
you can't sell out your wife like that.
Was the mom there when he said it?
No.
Oh, so he told you.
And I knew it. It had been coming. I mean, the girls were much, much closer to me. She was kind of detached for 10 years. It was a terrible, terrible situation. It's taking years in therapy to get through it.
Wow.
For you or for the kids?
For me, the parents just kind of decided that they could fix everything. And I had had the baby since they were born through 10.
Yeah, many of these, man. This is pretty common, like you said, Wendy. Hey, Sue, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was a living nanny for 3 years, and I took care of the child day and night. And one day, the parents came to me. I thought they were going to give me a raise. Because they'd been discussing giving me a raise, and they fired me. And I was so taken aback, and I really think it boiled down to that the child wanted to be with me far more than his mother.
What was it that they told you?
They didn't give me a real reason. There was not a set reason. They just said, you know, it's come to a point we think that we should move on, and they hired someone else.
Man.
Wow.
That hurts.
And we never had problems. There was never fighting. Mm-hmm. They actually still invite me over to their house to this day. I still get their child. It's pretty tough.
It's a fine line here. Now, here is a mom that fired the nanny.
Okay.
For the same reason here. Good morning. We'll call you Stacy. You're on the Voice Disguiser. Hello.
Hi. How are you? Good morning.
Okay.
Good
morning. How are you?
We owned our own business, and we had our first child. And the plan was that I would work at our office as much as I could, but then also try to supplement and work at home. And so even though I was there, I was still nursing, but I was pumping and that kind of thing. I still felt that the relationship and the bond was less between my son and me and our nanny and my son. And so it was something that we discussed with her. She understood. She saw it too. She was a very, very sweet girl. But what my husband and I did is we reevaluated our priorities and said, we don't have to have a Land Rover and another nice car. We don't have to have a big house. We don't have to have a boat and a jet ski, and we don't have to have all that. So we sold our business. He got a job. I stay home with all three of our kids now.
Mm-hmm.
My son doesn't even remember her. And that strengthened our relationship. And then So we got rid of all those things that we really didn't need, that we really looked forward to when we got married, and that kind of, that's what said success to us. But then the real success, though, is having a tight, close-knit family.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so, but we still go on nice vacations and we do things like that, but we don't have the biggest house anymore. We don't have the fancy cars because our kids are more important than the things that we have to show off to our neighbors.
Sure. Thanks, Stacey. Thanks for calling.
That's like the wake-up call they needed.
Yeah.
They're saying it from the other end because there's so many parents, I think, that have this resentment, you know, that they're missing out on something because they have children, you know, because they have to make the sacrifice. And it just should be, you know, kind of a call to them that, look, it's really not that big a deal. You're not missing out on anything, you know.
Here's Danielle. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, this is kind of from the other side. My aunt was our nanny, and I would go anywhere with her and do anything and just couldn't care less about my mom, as bad as that sounds. But we were so close. And my mom got to a point where it just hurt her so much that she, rather than firing my nanny, we moved. And she told my nanny that she couldn't come.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Was that her sister?
Moved.
No, it's her sister-in-law.
Okay.
Her
father's sister.
Well, that's a harsh one right there. Whoa. I got to get away from her. I got to move states. And Jennifer, you'll be our last call. Good morning.
Hey, Burt Show.
Hey.
Hi.
This morning, my daughter, I was getting in the car to take them to school, and she told me that she wishes our babysitter was her mommy.
Oh no.
Oh, man. As a parent, it's a kick in the gut, isn't it?
Well, the thing is I just had a baby, so I've been on maternity leave. The babysitter hasn't been coming over at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we had dinner with her last night, and they played and had a good time, and she's like, I wish she was our mommy.
How do they know at 3 or 4 years old exactly what to say to get it to your heart, man? How do they know that?
It's just instinct, I think.
Wait, did you turn it around and go, well, I wish our babysitter was my kid?
Well, after this morning, getting ready for school, I said, you guys can go live with her.
Oh, damn. You didn't take the high road. No maturity here.
No maturity when you're dealing with a 4-year-old.
It really is like a knee-jerk reaction, man. You have to remember, okay, I'm the parent here.
Right.
I'm more mature.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
All right, so intern Lauren has seen a billboard that sort of touched a nerve, I think, with the other women on The Burt Show. Because we brought this up in our post-show meeting, and all the women went, I want to know if that works.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I didn't see a billboard. My mom actually owns 2 pairs.
She does.
Yeah, she got one about a month ago. And I swear, the first day she put them on, she was like, oh my God, these are amazing. I can totally feel it in my calves. I can feel it in my legs. Like, everywhere I go, I totally can tell that I'm shaping up. And she, like, put them on for, like, 30 minutes. I'm like, that is such crock. Like, that looks like green platforms. Like, I don't understand, like, how a pair of shoes.
What are they called again?
The Skechers Shape Ups.
Okay, so here's what we're looking for, really, is we're looking for user reviews of the Skechers what?
Shape Ups.
Shape Ups. These are the ones that are like, they are like platform shoes, but they got like a little circle.
Right.
Right, like a circular heel to it?
Yeah, and they say, like, you can lean back and forth, and it tones up your calves and whatnot. And she was like, she bought a pair for my sister, and she's like, oh my God, they're awesome. But she had them for like a day. I'm like, how can you tell if they work? Like, I really don't understand. Like, okay,
what's the claim on the shoe? Like, are they supposed to like shape you up within a matter of hours or days or weeks, or what do they claim?
I'm guessing it has to be within a few months, but it says like you don't have to go into a gym. You can just walk around, wear these shoes, and you're shaping up. Just walking in them.
It's supposed to affect your entire body, your posture, and your calves, and
But then here's the thing to me. If you're like walking around on a heel that is shaped differently than what you're normally walking around on, then wouldn't you normally be sore like the next day? Like, it's going to work different muscles. But is that good for you or bad for you?
I don't know. I mean, I remember seeing these like in those random, You know how when you order something from a catalog, you end up getting 50,000 catalogs after that? And it used to be in like a medicinal catalog, a random thing that I got before. And Skechers is really the first company to take it, you know, mainstream company to take it. But yeah, it claims that it will affect your entire body just by walking around.
This is what it says from the Skechers.com about shape ups, that the shoes are a great way to exercise while you go about your busy day. Walking in shape-ups can help burn more calories, tone muscles, and more. Shop for shape-ups by... They got them for everybody. Men, women, and get in shape anywhere, everywhere.
Men wearing those would be hilarious.
Yeah, I wonder how many miles you have to walk, though.
They give me a couple inches, I'll wear them. I don't care. I'll definitely do it.
50 miles a day, and then you'll be in shape.
Then you're good.
Jessica has them, and the only thing that I've noticed is that they're very noisy.
They're noisy?
Like walking around the house, yes. Because I think they're just
heavy. So she has a pair?
Uh-huh.
Do they work? I mean, like, has she? No. Yeah, of
course
not.
I don't know.
Hey, Mandy, good morning. You're on Q100.
They're loud and they disturb me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love my shape-ups. I wear them every day to work.
How's your ass?
And I work out in them, too. So.
Can you tell a difference?
Absolutely, especially in my calves and legs when I do the workout. Now, working on concrete all day relieves the back pain.
Really?
I don't have back pain anymore, yeah.
Will you, for a couple weeks, just wear one on one foot and then send us a picture of your ass cheeks?
Well, sure. Already got that. I can send it to you.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
Jeff at Q100Atlanta.com.
Here is Tatum. Good morning, Tatum. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, I saw these on Dr. Oz, and Dr. Oz did a whole show on workout items that don't work, and they said that the shape-ups didn't really work.
Why? Did they explain?
He just said that it really, all it is, like, affecting your balance, and it may give you a little bit of, like, stimulation in your legs, but it really doesn't do anything.
And that's coming from Dr. Oz, and he's very, very smart.
Anything he says is gold.
Smart. But most calling in are saying that they feel a difference.
I mean, I know my mom didn't wear them for one day, and she was like, oh, my God, my back hurts. Like, it's just not the same. I need to wear my shape-ups. I'm like, are you kidding
me? Really?
It's just so odd. I'm like, you look a little taller, but that's about it. She, like, she has two pairs, actually, and she wanted to go to the store and get another pair. I'm like, you don't need three pairs of this shoe that doesn't work. And she wanted to get the sandals. I'm like, oh, my God.
So what is she just want to she just wants to be able to wear them everywhere?
No, she does. And, like, she was mad because she didn't have her white ones, and she was wearing, like, an outfit that she needed white tennis shoes. And she's like, oh, my God, I guess I
But can't
I
you tell?
Ones.
Don't they look like prosthetic shoes?
Yeah. Like, everybody makes fun of her. She's like, I really don't care because it's helping me shape up. I'm like, cool.
Hey, Beth, good morning.
Yeah, but nobody's going to be looking at your ass because you're walking like a fool.
What's up, Beth?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to let you know I've got a pair. I've had a pair for about 3 months, and I've had some old back injuries, and I just want to let you know that they work for me.
Really?
I love them.
Really?
Oh, yes. I can wear them to work. Our work is casual, and I wore them a lot, and they are great for my posture and my back. I love them. I'm a big fan.
She sounds like she stepped right out of the commercial. Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I love my shape-ups. I just bought them about a week and a half ago, and I have got hip problems and back problems, and I actually run in them. And I have not had chin splints. I haven't had the hip problems. And my butt's looking good.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, awesome. I'm really liking them a lot. I'm digging them. I'm definitely going to get another pair.
Here's Lori also.
I know I want to get some.
Yeah. Hey, Lori, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning.
Hey.
The step-ups really work. Well, I manage a Dollar General in Hampton, and I have lost a whole pant size.
Just from walking around on these shoes?
Yeah.
Are you walking more because you bought them?
Oh, no. We do a lot of walking in the store anyway, and, I mean, they really work. They help your back. They help they work your whole body.
Yeah, most of
And they're comfortable on your feet, too.
Yeah, see, I was going to have surgery for a heel spur that I have. I don't have any heel problems anymore. It works.
Wow.
There's nothing sexier than a Dollar General clerk with a heel spur wearing a shape-up, I'll tell you what.
This is The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.